Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barons. It's Friday, June 11th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 5%. That's how much the consumer price index rose in May from the year before, a faster than expected increase. That's a pretty strong headline number, and it was the fastest pace of annual price increases since 2008. But that's measured compared with last year, when prices cratered during the pandemic. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, inflation rose 3.8%. Consumer prices have been rising quickly on a monthly basis too, with the past 2 months bringing some of the strongest increases since the early 1980s. But a lot of those increases were driven by prices in sectors that are seeing bottlenecks in supply and booming demand after the pandemic, including used car prices, airfares, and car rentals. So while inflation is definitely stronger, it isn't a reason to panic. And markets seem to agree. The S&P 500 closed at a new high on Thursday. The next number up is 14%. That's how much Signet Jewelers stock rallied on Thursday after the jewelry retailer reported stronger than expected quarterly earnings. Signet earned more than $2 a share, more than Wall Street forecast. It also raised its outlook for sales this year and said that it would reinstate its quarterly dividend. The company said its online sales rose, as it looks to grow that part of its business. And its CEO told Barron's that Signet is seeing strong growth in its bridal business as couples who quarantined together during the pandemic get engaged. Investors were already pretty optimistic about the stock before the latest report. After Thursday's rally, it's up 155% so far this year. Our last number is 27%. That's how much GameStop fell on Thursday, and another day of volatility for the Reddit trader favorite. Those declines came even though the video game retailer reported stronger than expected quarterly results, losing less money and posting higher sales than analysts had forecast. Part of this could be because investors bought the rumor, a strong earnings report, and sold the news when it was actually released. Last quarter brought a similar dynamic for the shares. Investors might also have been spooked by news of an SEC inquiry into trading in GameStop shares and other securities. Still, over the longer term, things seem to be looking brighter. The company announced it hired a couple of former Amazon.com executives for its top spots and told investors to, quote, buckle up. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, June 11th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at viking.com.